Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Welcome to the segment of Soul and Luna Cycles, brought to you by Be Simply. We are at new moon number 8 in this annual solar return, and we are at that sweet spot where we're officially entering into the fall gateway and spring gateway here on the earth plane. And so I want to share with all of you that there's some pretty powerful energy to support your well-being and your highest, if you choose to navigate, the dissonance that's happening. And it's important that we acknowledge the dissonance, because it's our fellow humanity that is being impacted, or maybe yourself in this given moment. But even if you're in, adversity or great fortune at this moment, you can always access this divine energy that runs through your heart, and this offering to stay in your highest resonance within your heart center as possible. And so what that means is, it doesn't just mean like, oh, just be happy or good vibrations. It means welcoming in the unexplainable, that word divine. You can substitute the word based on your faith or not, or no faith. It's your choice how you want to tune into what I'm sharing. Yet what that is this unexplainable field that is here to support us all. And it's similar to, a net that has us held. And even if we are destined in a given moment to visit adversity, or somewhere in between, or we're having great fortune, and I mean great fortune, where everything's going really well, you're flowing, and all of that, that this net is there always, and it can give you perspective if you choose to look. In addition, typically, when we're having adversity, there's always a silver lining within that you get to see something that you didn't expect, or you are welcome to actually take the highest path in that moment that might seem unlikely that you have the capacity to do that. And I can state many times in this lifetime, I have witnessed some pretty amazing things in very precarious situations, and that has helped me immensely retain perspective and anchor within myself. And it's not easy, and I share this today, that if you're doing good, like if you're doing feeling good and in your jam and your flow, make sure you look around to your family and friends, and if you have the capacity and the space, extend a hand to one another. And it doesn't mean that you give away your well-being, but just to have that possibility for yourself and for others is a really beautiful act of kindness. And so as we enter into a new lunar cycle, I encourage you, as always, to listen for you. I've noticed a lot more than not, we have been so conditioned with our sound bites that we've actually trained our neural network to speak in very short, fragmented sentences, and to use these short phrases to stop someone from having a conversation and communication. So the beautiful part about, leading with your heart, meaning that you tap into this divine energy, this web, this network that's fed through everything. And it has the capacity to work through you in a way that can help you co-create miracles, well-being, peace, happiness, joy. It can also help you release other emotions that are better to come out than stay inside your physical temple or your mental temple or even your astral temple, I'll call it. So as you listen, I encourage each and every one of you, if inspired, to observe where you stop yourself or you stop others, especially with 2 to 3 word phrases, which inhibit communication. We are beings. We are eternal, vibrating, energetic beings that like to engage with one another. We like to exchange, similar to the water in the ocean and all the microbes and everything that's there. It's an exchange. It's a fluid dance. And so when we use our voice to stop that, it's like literally putting up a wall or trying to push the energy away or stop it from coming in and exchanging. So if you can observe yourself a little bit about where you stop people or you make assumptions or you label them, you might start to witness where you're held back internally. It has nothing really to do with the outside world at that point. And that those are places where you can start to shed, because as we go into spring and fall here on the earth plane, that you have this opportunity to release and clear and cleanse. And this is why these are two in primary times of year in Vedic and Chinese medicine that cleansing is done. And it's when the earth shows us to cleanse too. Some of the trees species shed their leaves, and in the spring, fresh new sprouts come up after the winter time. So we're getting this, you know, shedding and springing motion, but both of the actions are cleansing to the yin and yang, preparing us for those major seasons that we just have transitioned out. So if you look at this moment and then look at where you stop things and where you're willing to really open up and start to communicate with your entire being through your energy center, connecting to this divinity that runs through all of us. And it's expressed in so many ways. One overarching word is love, but kindness, generosity. And I would say in all the faiths that I've had the opportunity and indigenous tribal situations, love, kindness, and doing for others, being of service, is a similar theme. And so notice that maybe someone that isn't like you might carry the same value system as you. And so you don't have to convert their way of being or even their eternal essence into something that you feel comfortable with. You have the opportunity to find the points where you guys can relate. And this is a great for all relationships. There will always be things that you can find with another person that you can relate to them about. If you take some time to observe, be self-aware, and take the opportunity to listen. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of breath work as we go into the meditation. And we're going to breathe through the heart center, and we're going to basically connect you to the earth and the heaven or heavens above, and then bring you back to the heart. And if you think of life like that, if you sort of choose that, you have the opportunity to be grounded in the earth and be anchored in the wisdom and the cosmos too, that you can be in center at your heart and it doesn't have to be unregulated or inhibited by any emotions. It can actually lead from there and help you process and be in the world. And the reason I bring in that, you know, anchoring in the earth, because this is the system that we are operating in. This is the system we get all our resources in from, to build, create, to sustain, and all the elements are a part of it. And then the unseen realm, which is unexplainable to me, but very beautiful and mysterious, has a lot of things to offer our intelligence, our highest state of being, so that we can actually be more effective in being of service to self and others. And so I encourage you to play with that. Look around, and especially as we're going into the season of shedding and springing, which is kind of fun if you're in Northern Hemisphere, jumping in the piles of leaves, or if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, playing out in the open where the flowers are popping up and enjoying them respectfully. So we will start with that. We're going to work with earth and the heavens, and I encourage you all to listen. I appreciate you all being here in this moment, and I want you to take a nice gentle breath in. Just bring yourself up into that seated position if that's comfortable, and then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And another one, inhale. And exhale. Good. And then gently from there, I want to welcome each and every one of you to take a moment and connect to your feet. Just to gently breathe into your feet, gently breathing in and out. And then bring that breath this time all the way up from the base of your feet up into your hips. And then exhale out. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, just want you to feel into that which you'd like to anchor in this moment, that which you would like to call in from all the elements on the earth plane, that which will help you receive, build, and create. And then just gently from there, as you feel into that, not even having to have a finite answer for that, I want you to bring that breath all the way up from the feet, all the way up into your heart. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, I want to welcome you just to feel that earth, but bring your attention to your heart center for a moment, and I want you to feel into this field of energy that's beyond you, that is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I want you to bring in a nice deep breath up into your heart. Hold it and exhale out. Another one, inhale and exhale. And one more, inhale and exhale. And then gently from there, just feeling the earth and that field of energy that's everywhere. And then bringing your breath from that heart center up through the mind out into the universe, and then back down to your feet, gently breathing in. All the way up, exhale, imagine out, and then bring it back down and around to your feet, just getting bathed in the wisdom from beyond. Inhale and exhale. Another one, inhale and exhale. Gently from there, just returning back to your heart center and just observing your natural breathing pattern. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Adondo ani alam.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Gently from there, just welcoming you to gently just bring your awareness to your physical surroundings and your body and my speaking voice. And feel free to stay where you are, and then when you're ready, just gently coming up to a seated position and then gently following your breath a few times. And no matter what position you're in right in this moment, I encourage you to feel into what you want to welcome in this moment, what you're ready to shed, and how you would like the unexplainable to help support you and clear your heart center so that you can stand strong and high in the energy of the heart. And as you feel into that, even if you can't completely speak it in this moment, I encourage you just to allow it to be, and it will arrive in its right moment. And then taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. And then as we continue into this shift into fall and spring, I encourage all my sisters and brothers here and everywhere that if you notice any grief or anger rise, I welcome you to honor it and allow it to be, and then allow it to roll out of you and welcome in that divine energy to help convert it into something that can assist you and to bring you back to that vibration that supports us all and has great equanimity for all that is and is not. So we're going to gently ease out of this moment. I want to give thanks to each and every one of you for being here. If there's anything that I can pray for or hold in my mind's eye for any of you listening, please feel free to message me privately. You can put comments below wherever you're reading this or seeing this, and I will include that in my daily practices during this lunar cycle. In addition, I want to thank Random Rab, Dante Marino, Kadri Scott, and please support the arts. They all three of them have some new music out, so you can purchase music is a great way, or they, if they have other offerings, please, that's how they can continue to create. The gift of song feeds our heart also. And then we're going to exit out with a new song from Kadri Scott called Fields of Flowers. And just sit back, enjoy, give yourself some time to reflect. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste.